From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. And we'll open the program with classic sounds from the avant-garde as we turn to drummer Sonny Murray and his album Sonny's Time Now, released in 1965 on the Jihad label. It was reissued on CD on the DWE label, both the vinyl and CD versions long out of print. Sonny Murray, at the time, was spelling his name S-O-N-N-Y. He's since changed the spelling to S-U-N-N-Y. And he's joined by Albert Eiler on tenor sax, Don Cherry on trumpet, Henry Grimes and Louis Worrell on basses. We'll listen to Justice, Parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
We began the set with Sonny Murray and his quintet, including Albert Eiler, Don Cherry, Henry Grimes, and Louis Worrell, from the album Sonny's Time Now, recorded in Brooklyn in November of 1965. We listened to Justice, Parts 1 and 2. And lastly, a track from one of the pivotal releases in the realm of free jazz, the album The Shape of Jazz to Come, the third album from alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman, recorded in Hollywood in May of 1959 and released that same year on Atlantic Records. It was Ornette's first album on Atlantic. And he's joined by Don Cherry on cornet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This album was recognized by the Library of Congress back in 2012. They added it to the nation's recording registry. We listened to Focus on Sanity. A bit restrained by far compared to later free jazz releases, but one could definitely tell that things were changing in the realm of modern jazz in the late 50s. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, and we'll turn next to some improvisations for the acoustic guitar and other instrumentation occasionally, as we turn to a pair of UK guitarists, John Russell and Richard Coldman. In 1979, they released an LP together on the Incas label, an artist co-op label based in London. The album has a double title, Home Cooking, Guitar Solos, and each side is devoted to one of the two guitar players, and we'll hear music from each. First, from John Russell, and an improvisation for acoustic guitar, this is Bedroom Music 1. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. finish this one.
Some examples of how the acoustic guitar could be played, as opposed to how many feel it should be played, perhaps, from two English guitar players, John Russell and Richard Coldman, from the album Home Cooking, Guitar Solos. We heard first from John Russell, taking up all of side one of the LP, Bedroom Music 1, recorded in Kent in November of 1978. Bedroom Music, a two-part piece for solo guitar, taking up all of that side of the disc. And lastly, Richard Coldman, dominating side two of the LP. Featured not only on amplified acoustic guitar, but metal objects, foam, and a motorized bow as well. And we listen to the closing cut of side two, One Man Band. Very appropriate title indeed, as he was featured on all of the instruments that you heard. That session recorded in London in April of 1979, and the LP released later that year on Incus Records. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Going now from the acoustic to the electric guitar, and we'll listen to two settings for the Norwegian guitarist Terje Ripdal, who has recorded for the ECM label for well over four decades. We'll turn first to his 1975 album Odyssey, which was reissued in 2012 by ECM as a three-CD set. Initially, the album was issued as a double LP. When the CD reissue came out, it was only one disc, and they omitted one track, as they didn't want to go to the trouble of making a double album, and the two records didn't fit onto one compact disc. But now we have the entire studio session, as well as a live concert session recorded for Swedish radio called Unfinished Highballs. From the Odyssey studio session, this piece featuring Terje on electric guitar, also Brynjolf Blix on organ, Sveinung Hovensjö bass, and Svein Christiansen on drums. This is Better Off Without You.
Thank you.
music featuring the electric guitar artistry of Terje Rypdal. We heard first from his 1975 album Odyssey, on which Terje not only plays electric guitar, but also synthesizer and soprano sax. We heard Better Off Without You, and we took that from the 3-CD set entitled Odyssey in Studio and in Concert. And lastly, from 1983, the duo of Terje Rypdal on electric guitar and Casio synthesizer, and David Darling on acoustic and electric 8-string cello. Both Terje and David, ECM recording artists for decades. And their one and only collaboration together that I know of, from 1983, entitled EOS, we heard one of the more atmospheric tunes. It was entitled Bedtime Story. And that will wrap it up for this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Don't forget to check out our blog and website, where you can view full program playlists and also stream episodes of the show at your convenience. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And also our email address, where you can contact the program anytime with your feedback, is qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Do join me again when you can soon for another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion on the next edition of Jazz Progressions. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.